So now you know what I'm talking about. She sent the poem, and I think it's on the Subud website, on the announcement for this, so you can find that there, and you can read it for yourself. And the script remained the same, too, the Arabic script, which is a really beautiful thing. Thank you very much for being here. I think you might have taken my poem, though. That would, I want to hang on to, I want to have that. I have it memorized.
Actually, my poems took your poem.
I'm still missing it. Somebody grabbed my piece. I'm still missing it.
But there's more.
Maybe someone can click it. Maybe this is a hint. I don't know. I wonder about that. I got it together. That's okay. No, I stapled. This time I stapled it, which was really smart. You know, it's Paul Hunter was a great MC at Red Sky, and he said mention the name of the person after they read Faiz al-Sultan. So please, you know, we're not going to leave here immediately after this event. There's lots of good food, which she brought some of. The dish that you brought was dolmas, but it was more of a Kurdish style. So it's. I had a couple of those really, really tasty. So not only did you bring food for the soul, but also actual food. So we're going to hang around. So, you know, you made a connection with someone or you can make a connection with someone, please do that. I'm very much with the sentiment that peace is more than just the absence of war. And so I'm looking at an event in the history of the Northwest called the Pig War. And they call it the Pig War because the casualty was one pig. And nobody knows the name of the pig or who ate the pig or what happened to the pig. But the good news is that, 12 years, there was no actual war beyond the death of a pig. And why did it happen? Is it because it's here in Cascadia? Is it because the British had more of a world view and knew what was going on? Is it because they weren't addicted to what Kurt Vonnegut, I don't know if you saw that meme that went through Facebook a week or so ago, it's talking about there are a lot of bad habits, gambling or sex addiction or alcoholism. And he said, but the worst of all is war preparation addiction. And I think we have that more than anything else in this country, and we have to do something about it. Hi, my name is Donald Rumsfeld, and I'm addicted to war planning. So I'm gonna read a poem from this book that I'm working on called Pig War and Other Songs of Cascadia. And this is called Mother Wit, and it refers to some of the principles in the Pig War right when it was starting to happen, including Pickett, who led Pickett's charge at Gettysburg, and you know how that turned out. So, Mother Wit. Pickett couldn't stop them, not with a mere mouthful for Brit warships. Defend land as if only Old Glory had the right to be planted on old San Juan Island, and Orcas, and Lopez, and Waldron. Defend land as if it were U.S. land, as if, but no. Fledgling empire would have to wait, powder kept dry, blood in piles like ponds, a possibility yet. But the Brits with a worldview, the Brits with a policy official of non-confrontation, Pacific Station Directive, had heard tell of blood-washed quarter decks and human enough to see what could be done beyond bluffs and U.S.-American cock-blocking and bravado. A worldview with which would have nothing to prove against a rag-tag bunch of expat Irishmen and this one Southerner with a mere mouthful of men and a misconception of who owned what land and how. And the media, what it was, far from the field of battle, free to rattle the sabers, free to be courage acting cheap, free to talk big and stride over tobacco-stained grass. And this Southerner, in his mere mouthful of guns and tents and lumber for buildings and heavy gun platforms, and this Southerner, whose nerve would stun a gunkholer, Archibald Campbell, who knew these islands as neither ours nor theirs, and waiting for the choice of straits. Haro, Rosario. Does it always take a worldview that is a perspective global? Sappho said, some say an army of horse, and some say an army on foot, and some say an army of ships, the most beautiful thing on this black earth, but it is what you love. And if you love commerce, and limbs and children, and salmon and apricot-colored sunsets from Young Hill, Or if you're a rear admiral with elaborate bow ties and comb overs and top hats and high collars and laughter like R. Lambert Baines, then maybe you and your Navy, as beautiful as this army of ships might be, with their beautiful soldiers and sailors, beautiful bayonets sharp as any human eye and brain, and beautiful cannons, you and your worldview and your pockets full of mother wit, as is said of Hornby, would direct all to strictly avoid all interference and by every means in your power prevent the risk of collision. Worldview, love of earth and eagles, of camas and orcas, of tides and gunk holes, and raccoons and red-winged blackbirds, and views of rufous hummingbirds and their sanghas, love of sea lions and red-tailed hawks and motherwit and gary oak and western hemlock, a love of things and humans and their smell. Then you take a pinch of that motherwit, and you'd be remembered Jeffrey Phipps Hornby, R. Lambert Baines, Winfield Scott, as that rarest of military men who'd see glory where it rightly be in all things connected, all things, even those worth much as a pocket of mother wit and a worldview of all things connected, all things worth fighting for or not. That's mother wit.